Out for blood, Brick and Stick. After a tepid reunion with an old acquaintance, Bebebo, in the trap zone, our crew manned their battle stations for a starfight. And thanks to reading the Kahuna Wave manual, they were even somewhat successful, helping out their admirable admiral. The three, minus Rial, who is guest piloting the Kahuna, have now zipped up to the Renegade's Blood, the flagship of the Redarian fleet and vessel of the Butt, so close they can almost smell her. And also, Rumbex, named RX, is frisbeeing across the galaxy. He may be regretting wishing for a life without meat bags.
That's so, gonna come back.
Yeah.
I am coming back for my Roomba.
I mean,
I think we should have a whole episode about Rumbex.
just by himself.
Floating out in space.
Like that episode of Bender.
Yeah, exactly.
That episode.
He gets to meet his creator.
He comes back a little wiser.
All right, I sent you.
And perhaps a little kinder.
Oh, Discord is updating. I didn't see that. Unlikely.
It happened. No.
Oh, these are not looking good, guys. Boo, you're our only hope.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is excellent. All right. Well, let's take us into Renegade's Blood. Okay. So, you guys, can you see any? Andy, you look confused.
Always. No, I'm still on the home screen.
It is paused.
Oh, okay. I have to activate this. And I do probably need to unpause. Okay. It looks like you guys can see through this door.
I don't see anything. I don't know if that's just a me or thing or...
No. Really?
Oh, wait, then I see stuff.
All right, enough.
Okay. My bad.
Okay. You guys have slipped in through your, through the maintenance hatch, and you've gotten up into the Renegade's Blood. You're in a tiny hallway, and everything is lit. Not, it's a little dimmer than it would be if they were not in a fight, but they lower the lights in what looks like a battle mode or something.
I'm really just trying to zoom in. I apologize.
No spinning. Okay, so you've gotten up. I believe Mac is in a mech suit.
No, Sarn Daddy is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys were on the belt. You were holding on to the belt as
yep.
you flew across the stars.
Yep. It was quite majestic.
Okay, so where do we go?
I think we have to go straight. There's one
straight
way
ahead. You mean not back out into the empty vacuum of space?
Yes.
All right.
Always an option.
It's kind of chilly in here.
Oh, I think I did fix that plugin so you guys can make title suggestions in the chat. If you just do slash T and then type in a title suggestion, then it'll keep them in.
Okay.
Did you try it? kind of
chilling. Yeah.
Okay. Yo. All right, so it worked.
No, that wasn't.
Did you actually say kind of chilly in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should just say that, but I mean,
because I'm half naked.
Oh.
I thought you were just sleeveless. Repeat. Sleeveless.
Repert. Sleeveless.
What? Repert.
Repert. God damn it.
All right, guys. I guess I got to be the brave one and not the guy in the giant mech suit. I'll go first.
Yeah. For once.
Hey. Character development.
You've really grown as a person.
And a couple inches, because I'm starting to wear flats. Let's go.
Interesting time to bring that up.
I imagine I'm like just over-exaggeratingly like trying to be super stealthy, like, and it's just really bad.
Okay.
I'm not going to roll anything for that.
Why is the stealthy one in a very, very heavy mech suit?
You wanted to be in it. I thought you liked to, you know.
I still want to be.
All right, then you start acting stealthy in the mech suit.
Okay, so you're in the mech suit, and you're walking down the hallway. Can you actually see through the door?
There's, like, a little thing. Like, a little light, but I can't see anything that's on the other side.
Oh, okay. Because it's supposed to give me a preview when I highlight you, and my preview, I can see the other room. Okay, so that's good to know.
Wait, which way is the door?
It's down.
Forward.
Okay.
I'm in the next suit.
All right, you come up to the door. The door is conveniently too small for a mech suit, but it looks big enough for a person and a Lasat and a Twilight.
Okay. I'm really glad they're making these ships accessible now.
Mech suit melee. Now
I want to kick the door open with the mech suit on.
Okay, you can do that. What would I mean? It's gonna be a check. I don't know what kind of check.
Brawl,
melee.
There's not really a strength or anything, is there? There is athletics, which could be strength. I think you're good at athletics too.
Could be mechanics.
It could be mechanics since you're in a suit. I'll accept. Yeah, I guess fine, brawl.
Succeeded with one threat.
Okay. Well, you do kick the door down. The door is open. It's very. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was just really good timing.
It was. But just as a rule, I mean, that was fine there. But let's just, gentlemen's agreement, let's just not open doors before, you know.
Right.
But that was okay. It was very loud. So you alerted someone that was on the other side, who is now in combat with you.
Exactly what I wanted. Element of surprise.
Oh, shit. All right, now let's add you all to combat. Okay. And the NPCs will roll vigilance, and you guys can roll cool.
A little symbol next to it.
For what?
It's got like an arrow, pink combatant, and then the
that, five. I think that's your stimmies.
Oh, okay.
One PC is missing. Is that you, Bridget?
No, my check failed. So do I roll again?
No, you'll have to go to the combat tab. It's next to the chat. You should see a dice next to your name for roll initiative.
Oh.
Oh, it just says PC.
I definitely.
It says just, yeah, it just says PC. I don't,
my bad.
Did, how did you know to roll, how did you roll initiative, Andy?
In combat.
In combat? So you just picked there's a PC?
Just, there was just one that had a...
Oh, it had a dice on it. Okay. All right. You guys are, you're still got three PC slots. There's, it's only one pirate or Wookiee.
Did somebody else get him? I gotta get out of this suit.
Blast them all at once. All right, I laser blast.
From the doorway?
Yeah. But in between, the door, so you're taking... between the mech's legs.
Okay.
Ranged light.
Okay. Go ahead. It's average. There you go.
I failed. but to some advantage.
Yeah.
And a triumph.
I think a triumph is a crit, isn't it? Isn't it automatically a crit?
Nope. No. That seems weird. No, I think it just counts as a success.
Alright. Well, yeah, and that, I mean, you didn't have... Well, that can't be, because otherwise the check... No, I don't think it is a success, actually.
I mean, I shot between a robot's legs. I wasn't expecting much.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's a crit. But you do have a triumph. How would you like to spend it?
I shot his foot.
Okay, you shot his foot, and now he's just completely laying on the ground, absolutely helpless.
I mean, I didn't kill him, but I mean... And shot him in the foot.
Yes, and his radio was attached to his foot. So what? You also blew off his radio.
Is that a bad? Is that
no, a I mean, no, I'm just kidding. You did shoot his foot, but his radio flew out of his hand as he reached down for his leg, and now he is just completely laying on the ground, helpless.
And let that be a lesson to you.
I didn't do anything.
I would use my turn to get out of the mech and then run into the room.
Okay, so that's two. That's a... Yeah.
Yeah.
A maneuver and an action. Which would bring it to Bobenz.
Bobenz, can I run into the room and stab the guy with my vibro sword? Or can I only do one of those things?
So you can it, in exchange for a strain, you can do that because I think that would be one extra maneuver.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna charge in there, just like screaming, like,
okay,
sword gone. Because last time I went into combat, did this not go well with me? So I'm gonna try something different.
Okay,
which is attacking first.
All right, I'm giving you
blindly.
Right. So I just take one strain on, like, my health, right? I don't change anything with the abilities?
No. Right. That's your... There you go. That does not... Oh, it succeeded. Five damage. And... Okay, so you slice him up pretty good. What is weird?
Mac, what have we done? We've corrupted her.
Why are you developing a conscience?
Oh, no. I don't feel bad about it.
Okay.
Just curious what we did so I can do it again.
Again?
Well,
Sarna, are you addicted to taking hostages?
I've got so many addictions.
You haven't had your you haven't had your drugs in a while, have you? You've discovered a new addiction. When was the last time you had your reel? Was it before Bobenz? Because we've abducted two people since then.
No, she definitely saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, what?
As I stab him, I just want to go, for Michael!
What'd you say?
For Michael Torball!
Oh.
Who's that?
He was a friend! Sorry, I'm grabbing a battery.
Okay.
I'll be right back. Oh. For Michael! Did you add my strain? Or did I have one to begin with?
I did add the strain.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't want to.
You slice him up. You slice him up really good. And now he's just he's laying there bleeding. You cut him like right around like along the right along like the shoulder area.
Yeah, I think she just kind of did like a big slashing, like you know, cut around his. Well, he was laying on the ground, so
yeah,
probably like right around his chest.
Okay. Yeah, and now he's bleeding out. He loses a turn. He's a complete mess. He can't do anything. His foot is damn, like, very damaged, and he's cut right across the chest. So, we're gonna skip his turn.
All right.
Excellent.
You want to take him hostage, guys?
I don't feel like carrying it.
Fair enough.
Do we just put him down, or what?
I think he's out of commission. Let's just keep going.
Let's have this discussion over his body.
Let's take his gun.
He's,
you want another gun?
He's just gurgling.
Oh, well, you know, yeah, there is probably an artery in the foot we probably shot. Oh, God.
Probably.
He might be bleeding out.
Yeah, you know what? We should just leave him. Can I pick up the radio?
Yeah, pick up the radio.
Yeah.
I'll pick up the radio so I can listen into it.
Okay.
All right. Well, along, Fawn. I'm sure you'll be okay. Let's go. Which door? This
really
one?
Too worried about that.
What?
I'm not too worried about him being okay.
You can go into that door. Or is that what you guys are doing?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Right there.
That door. That door looks solid. Bobans, get over here. Let's go.
Ah!
You enter another room. I made him hidden. I didn't want to do that. Okay. You enter. Oh, Bobans, you're still here. Get your ass in the hallway. All right. Now you guys are in. You guys are in another hallway.
And it was safe to say my blaster rifle is drawn.
Yeah, so is mine. I mean, I'm ready for action.
Okay. You're still in the hallway.
Yeah. All right. But I'm ready for action.
You guys can move.
Split the party? Let's go to different doors.
All right. I'm going to this door.
All right. Okay. If you guys are going to split. Oh, did you already go in the door?
No.
It looked like Boo maybe did.
No, I didn't do nothing.
Okay. All right. If we're going to split, then I would like you to mute, maybe, or deafen. So are you guys going to split and go in different doors?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess you don't. We don't have to deafen because you guys may be able to. Unless you're going to, if you guys are going to go at the exact same time, then I want to go deaf.
Yeah, let's go at the exact same time.
Okay.
So no commentary.
Okay. So who's first?
Go on, Sarn.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to.
Good luck. All bends. I don't know if you're going with, but bye.
Are there only two doors?
And yes.
Who
should be dead?
Then, yeah, I'll go with Boba. I'll go with Sarn.
Okay, you are no longer deaf.
Cheers.
I deafened you, Boo. Can you hear me?
Oh.
Can you hear me? He cannot. Now he's mute. All right.
Finally.
Okay, so you kick open the door.
Hell yeah!
I presume,
can I kick
right?
It open?
Yeah.
No, right. I want to keep it.
All right, sorry, it's closed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now charge in.
All right. You charge in. The room is empty, except for in the corner. You see. I mean, it's kind of a. It's hard to see in this picture, and also this doesn't. I'm making it up because this is from the internet. It's kind of a bed, but it's not very comfortable. It's not a very luxurious bed, but it is a bed. It's sort of dimly lit. There's like some candles and stuff. And chained to the bed are two Twi'leks.
Oh, who are you?
They are sisters.
Are you my sister?
No, I am not your sister. Wouldn't you remember your sister?
It's been a while.
No. Did you come for your services?
My services?
Services.
Yes, that's what we do here. This is the services room.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
You're not talking like about oil changes, right?
No, we do not have that... We do not have that sort of the knowledge and technology.
I would like to try to break the chains.
Okay. As you
are
approach
there two
them,
of them?
There's two of them.
Okay.
As I approach them?
As you approach them, they get very defensive and sort of skittish. They're afraid of you.
Sir? Hey, look, he's a Twi'lek. He's a Twi'lek too, just like you.
Well, that is true now. Yes, this night is quite dim. I see you're a Twi'lek. What do you want?
Oh, we don't want you. I'm just going to try to break you out, and you do whatever you want to do.
Is this some kind of trick?
No. Not at all.
Where are you guys from?
We are from,
Ryloth?
Yes. We are from Ryloth. We were taken as we were, you know, quite young. And, you know, we've lived within this organization for some time.
You guys slaves?
I tell you, I did not chain myself to this bed.
Good point.
That's kind of a silly question, but...
Crazy coincidence. Also a freed slave. And my buddy Sarn over there, also a freed slave.
You are a slave?
No,
nope,
not
anymore.
But you can never escape.
Oh, yeah, you can. I want to shoot the chains.
Okay.
I swear, if this misses and it hurts them instead.
No. I'm not going to make
it. They're slaves.
I mean...
what do you mean they're slaves?
I am a person.
This is out of character. We cannot say this in front of them.
No,
yeah, because I put the gun right against the chain and pull the trigger.
Oh, okay. Who makes more sense?
Yeah, I'm not gonna make you roll on that. Okay, they are now free. You saved us. We are no longer slaves. Now what do we do?
Ah, oh, shit. What are we gonna do with these guys?
Man.
Man, this is where Matt really comes in handy. He's a real people person.
There's a dead or dying Wookiee out there. If you want to go get his weapon, I don't think we took it.
I don't think so either. It's definitely like a gun or something.
And they get like really, really nervous. I don't know.
Oh, look, if you don't want a gun, you don't have to take a gun. But we, I think, have other things we have to do.
Yeah.
If you'd like to come with us, you're more than welcome to. But, I mean, we really just came into this room to find a butt radar.
The butt? You are here for the butt?
Yeah.
You are here for the butt.
Very, very dangerous. He will very hurt you.
He's
a bad, bad person.
Does the butt have any weaknesses that you know of?
The... Well, no, I mean, I know what he... No. Not that I know of, therefore killing him.
Okay. Well, do you think you can distract him?
Like, what do you mean?
And
if he finds out that I'm not here, he is going to be quite upset.
Well, you're not going to be here, unless if you want to be.
No, I don't. I know. I do not like being asleep. All right. And I think we're going to go back to for a second. All right. And you are mute and deaf. And Boo, you are no longer mute nor deaf. Can you hear me, Mac?
Hello?
Hello. All right. So you guys on the count of three kick down. Well, did you kick down your door?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I opened it very gently.
Okay.
Like as I'm creeping in.
Okay. You may enter the room.
I may creep.
Okay.
I can't. Oh, there I can.
All right. So you enter the room, and inside you see in the corner a man on a computer. He doesn't hear you come in.
All right. I sneak up behind.
Wait, did you snuck in?
I snuck in.
Okay. All right. And you're going to sneak up behind him?
Yeah.
You're going to have to. Yep.
Anything in particular?
No, just do purple. Do purple.
Do purple. I succeeded in my stealth.
Okay.
Also, I just want to say, this rookie looks very well dressed.
All right. You sneak up behind him. He doesn't hear you coming up on him.
Can I see what's on a screen?
Yeah, you can see what's on a screen.
What is it?
He's monitoring the traffic going on. He's controlling some of the the starfighters. You can hear him talking almost like a air traffic controller, telling where to coordinating the starfighters.
Okay, I am gonna give this guy a quick belt on the head with my gun. A good pistol whip. A classic one. Like the old days.
The all or nothing days?
They're back, baby.
Okay, but that's gonna be melee.
Definitely a melee.
Definitely.
Alright. Alright, I'm gonna give it my all here. Alright, 1, 2. Here we go! Oh no! Then I got two threats.
All right. So, you knock him to the ground, not doing any damage to him. But, you guys are now in combat. Let's see if I can place this one. Let's put you two in combat. You did sneak up on him, so. The NPC will roll a vigilance, and you can roll cool.
I want it to be known, I tried knocking him out. I tried doing this peacefully.
yes, peacefully. Okay, you've got the draw on him, so you'll have an action.
I'm gonna shoot.
Okay. All right, peacefully. Peaceful it is. All right.
Blaster pistol. And blast. Oh my god, I missed.
Wait, no, roll that again. Don't roll two, roll one. You're like practically point blank. Run one purple.
Blaster. And then one purple?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, I can't make this stop. Reverse. How do I make this reverse?
Right-click the purple? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. Sorry. The touchpad messed it up.
Yeah, I blame the touchpad. Personally.
Yep. Yeah! Touch this pad.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah. You blow a hole. Not like a big hole. A hole directly through his head.
Oh, yeah, poor fella.
Yeah, no, he's dead.
Right through his glasses.
Right through.
All right, I get on the comms.
Right through his glasses. You get on the comms. Okay, so we can undeafen everyone here. And let's see. Wait. Oh, Bridget. Okay, you guys should be back now.
Okay. I can hear.
You can hear now.
So, Tiger, I...
Oh, yeah, he's radioing you.
Oh, okay, I saw you guys on the radio, but I do need, before I go, I do need to, not in character, I do need to loot this body.
He's looting a body!
Oh, I hope it's a dead kid's body.
All right.
Oh, didn't play. Okay. You loot his body.
yeah, I need to see if he has any credentials on him.
Oh, interesting. Yes, he does have some credentials on him.
All right.
You might want to bring the glasses though.
All right, I got them. what do I find?
You take his badge, his security
badge. His badge.
Badge.
What does his security badge say?
It says, let's see. It says Tadrinor, male Wookie. 8'10", 315 pounds.
Drinor?
Yeah. You want me to put the, I'll put it in the chat so you can see it.
Okay.
Ted Rinder. Yeah.
Oh, I like that better. Ted Rinder.
Right.
Okay.
So now are you calling us?
Hello? Guys, I got access to the control panel to all the ships. I can.
Who is this?
This is Max Skyblade.
Oh, okay. I know it's you because you didn't give some stupid fake name.
Not yet.
Yeah, there's time. Wait, you got access to what? The what now?
I got access to this guy was like the oh god, what was it? He what did you call him? The airplane commander.
Yeah, basically. I mean, yeah.
No. Like the towers. Like I can access all the ships and tell them to maybe stop fighting. And you know, but say it way more professionally than that.
Are you asking for my permission?
No, I'm checking in.
Oh, I freed some slaves.
Did you?
Yeah, we found two new hostages.
Yeah, I think.
Dude, I took down like.
Wait, we are hostages though?
No.
It means something completely different than you think it is. I was a hostage like 2 days ago.
Guys, I took down like 30 Wookiees in like one go. It was incredible.
You took down 30 Wookiees?
Yeah, I brought down a ceiling on them and I was blasting.
Walked back.
Holy cow!
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see this. I want to start like running towards where.
No. Stay where you guys are at. I'm gonna call in the sky playlist.
The ceiling is still intact.
But there's no bodies.
You see, no, there is one body. It has a small little hole from the front to the back of a Wookiee that is wearing glasses. It looks kind of nerdy, actually.
No, wait a minute. You didn't let me roll for deception.
Perception versus deception. Oh, there you go.
I was definitely stuck in that room still. Oh. I'm still colliding with walls.
Did you open the door?
I clicked on it. Does that not open it?
It might have closed it.
All right. Nope, I'm still colliding with walls.
All right, so I did take out the rest of the Wookiees. I cleared the bodies out, and this guy was just one Wookiee too many. And I've got his glasses and his ID, and I'm going to call... and see if we can get some of this attack to stop attacking.
Do you need glasses?
No.
Oh, what kind of glasses are they? Like, I'm just asking, what kind are they, sunglasses or just like really cool glasses?
They're Ray-Ban. Like Ray Skywalker. Spoiler alert.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it didn't show up. No, it does. What a dork. That's what he looked like. He deserved it. Whatever you did to him. What a loser.
Wow.
Am I right?
Wow. Hey, did the slaves follow us?
No, they are currently not following you.
Okay.
I had to restart my my session here. That's why.
Oh yeah, we found two more two people out there. They're Twi'lax. Found out, crazy coincidence. We all used to be former slaves.
Nice. Not me. I was nobility.
A small wow.
Not really. I was nobility.
Wow, nobility, fancy.
Yeah. So, step lightly. Let me.
Should we just leave them there, though?
The slaves? No. Take them with.
So why don't you try to access the planes?
The ship, calling all planes. Can I do it? Can I do it now?
Yeah.
Calling all planes. Calling all planes. This is Flight
Godzilla
Commander.
Is attacking the city.
This is Star Viper One calling in to answering, responding.
Calling off the attack.
What?
Calling off the attack.
That doesn't sound
return
right.
To base. Return to base.
Right.
Return to base. Okay. If they return to base, they return here.
All right. No. Return to planetary base.
What?
Going to hyperspace.
Star Viper One here. We don't have hyperspace on these fighters. That's not generally how fighters work.
All right. Well, hold off the attack and just fly around in circles till you get your new mission.
Roll a deception.
Oh, you better believe it, baby.
Have them come back to base. Are you kidding?
All right, Star Viper Group 1, yes. Okay, we will maintain a holding pattern for now. But we can only do this for so long before having to return to base.
All right, I'm gonna give you my personal cell number. When I call you, I'll tell you what to do then.
That is not the protocol. We are not calling a personal cell phone. It also sounds like it would be identifying information. This is Viper.
All right, all right, all right, all right, and then I hang up on him. Boring conversation anyway.
How are you?
I didn't even give my fake name.
So
Mac Render.
All right, so let's go.
All right. That seemed easy enough. It was all fun and easy.
Come on, former slaves, let's go.
So, for the record, he did not take my personal number, did he?
Did you give it to him?
No, did I take his?
No, he did not give you his personal cell phone number. Are you trying to get a date out of this?
No, I was trying to.
He sounded kind of cute.
I thought it'd be cool to have a number to a guy who leads a pack of starfighters in my pocket for later missions or mission today.
Okay. You all right? So the Twi'lek slaves are very timid, but they're following you, kind of looking around in all directions.
This is the one that I warned you about.
Ah, this is, and they start freaking out.
Who, me?
Did you know him?
The Twi'lek. No, I mean, yes, they had visited the service center before, but no, he is bleeding out. It is quite gory, and no, this is what's scaring us.
Okay, why don't you go wait in that hall down there by the power loader? Keep that all lubed up for me later.
Is that innuendo? I feel like that is quite in poor taste.
No.
Okay, good.
Oh, hey, what's your name? Both of your names.
Oh, boy. Thank you. Thank you so much for asking. It's going to take me a while to remember.
Yeah, I bet people haven't called you by your names in a while. Sometimes they just call you, like, Slave 1 or Slave 2, you know?
Well, my name is Ufadi. And my sister's name is Deal.
Deal! Like it. All right. I'm sure that will come up later and will be very important.
Yes. Okay. Well, nice to meet you. And what is your name?
Oh, Bo Benz. And down that hallway, there's another dead body. Ignore that. But down the other hallway, there's like a power loader and a mech suit. Definitely don't go out into the vacuum of space, but we might come back this way. And if we do, hey, try to get you out of here. And if we don't, you probably should try to find a way out of here.
I feel like it would be very dangerous for us if we are just left here. They will.
Well, then you're definitely going to have to follow us then.
Okay. And you, Green Twilight, and your name?
I am Sarn Turbo. Bounty Hunter. Terrible. And Assassin.
Terrible. And we know this name.
You do?
It sounds very familiar.
Have I peed on your rock before?
Okay, well... No.
Wait.
Okay.
That needs to wait. Hold on. Time out. In character and out. What? No, let Sarn explain for himself. Sarn self.
Well, in my village.
In Twilight Town.
Yeah. You pee on rocks. Like, it's kind of like marking your territory. If I remember correctly.
You know what's great about space is you learn something new every day about a new culture.
I'm pretty sure this is only Sarn.
It might only be the turbos.
That might be only the Sarn culture.
Is that where you know him from? The peeing on rocks?
Strangely, no. That is not what...
Is that a Twilight thing?
It's quite, let's say, shameful for one Twilight to do to another family's rock, you know, like a hereditary rock.
Rock?
Yes. To pee on it would be quite an insult.
Does the name Makara mean anything to you?
Is that the rock you peed on?
No, it's my sister, you dick.
No.
She's the dick.
She's called my sister a rock?
No. But have you pissed on your sister?
I don't feel comfortable right now. Not on purpose.
All right. Sorry. I distracted us with the cultural moment. Continue.
Oh, yes. Where were we? I'm quite lost.
You guys knew a Makara?
Oh, yes, Makara Turbo. She definitely came through this. She's been on the ship.
How long ago?
It has been... Oh, jeez. In the last year, for sure, but, you know, they compartmentalize us. So, you know, we have not run into her in some time. But we came on this ship together.
From where? From Ryloth?
From Ryloth.
Okay. Alright. Okay. We're tearing this ship apart.
Alright. More hostages!
Let's go! And with a renewed vigor, Sarn decides to kick in the next door.
I mean, that's pretty much par for par.
Do you even know how to use handles?
You kick on a lot of doors, bro.
Do these doors have handles?
I don't care if they do.
It's the only way to open them. No. I imagine that this is what she's just saying to herself. Do I even know how to open these doors?
I mean, I've never seen a doorknob in Star Wars, so.
No, and I had a lot of trouble with that last one.
In or out of character, it was unclear.
Both.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and kick it open.
Yeah!
Alright. Yes. You step in, and this looks like some sort of loading dock. They are moving big old boxes, but that's not super important because you're in combat.
Ah, again!
Let's see.
Why does Max then have a skull next to him?
Yeah, he's not dead. I must have clicked on the wrong one.
Oh.
He is, yeah, Max.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, not
maybe
dead.
I was dead the whole all along.
He's the ghost pirate.
He's now Ten Rindor forever.
All right. I guess at this point, did you guys all follow him in right away?
No. I don't think we can all fit through the door at the same time, so Bobenz is definitely like a step or two behind.
I guess we probably should all roll initiative anyway.
Yeah, but I feel like I should get a surprise attack.
No, you still have to roll initiative.
Oops.
With advantage?
No.
You're not shocked by this door being kicked in?
I just minus. Did you just say that Papa said minus dead on Mac?
No. No, I didn't see it.
Well, I don't know what I rolled, but I don't think it was good.
Well, we succeeded.
All right.
What is the three next to the NPC's name?
That means there's three of them. So there's a group of three here.
Like a group. Okay.
Yeah, and there's a group
and
of three here.
No, yeah. I'm solo.
It doesn't show it, but it is a group of three. I don't really know. It's not a super reliable thing.
Gotcha. I'm going to take the first PC slot.
Go for it.
I am just going to, like, shoot wildly into this group of three right here.
Okay. Go for it. Alright.
Yeah.
All right, you gun down two of them, but there's still one alive.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. I guess the closest one there would shoot right back with their combat skills. Is it really not sure they're
gonna dodge.
What does that do?
Vapor from the dodge incidental to suffer a number of strain no greater than ranks of dodge, which I only have one. Then upgrade the difficulty of the check by that number. It's kind of like I shoot and then I jump to the side to make myself harder, and that will strain.
Okay. Not opening up my
It's all right. I'm just going to kill him anyway.
The confidence.
The confidence.
Staggering.
All right. Then. Oh, did you take your wounds? Okay, you did. All right. Then that brings up the. I think we got two PC slots.
All right. I will ask next. Who did Sonic blast?
These here.
I'm gonna blast the same one he blasted.
Okay.
Just drive it home.
All right. So you come in through the door and start blasting.
Yep.
Okay.
Guns a-blazing. Regular roll?
Yep.
Bang. I missed. And it's threatening.
You are just... I mean, you came in right through the door, so you are sitting duck. And you have no shirt on. You are sleeveless. I repeat, sleeveless.
Yeah, how does that affect his armor class?
My Vustra is my armor.
I think your Vustra is some of your armor.
You have padded shirt.
Oh yeah, you
right?
do. Heavy clothing and duster vest. So I mean, it sounds like heavy clothing is not equipped.
No, the Vustra is everything. You know, I can go shirtless. Repeat, shirtless.
Unequipped. All right. Although
I didn't know that would happen.
You didn't know that it would make you more vulnerable to laser fire?
No, I didn't know if I took off my shirt that it would be taking off little legit armor. If I had known that, I would have.
You would have acted more reasonably?
I would have. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I thought the Vustra was the armor.
Well, it is. No, it is some armor. It doesn't. It didn't really change. It didn't change yourself, though. Okay. That would make it your turn out, Bobbins.
There's just one more Wookiee, right? It's just one. Or wait, yes. There's the one that.
Yeah, there's.
That was part of a group of three.
This is a group of three. It's now a group of one.
Okay. Can I come close, like, so I can't, like, run in and slice at him with my sword, right? Because that's two maneuvers.
Yeah, you can take a strain to do that, though.
Yeah, you know what? I will. I'll go ahead and basically do the same thing I did before, which is running and screaming, holding my sword, like, and chop.
Okay. Yeah, go for it. Make sure to add your strain and, chop yeah. away. Success. Yeah, well, basically any amount of damage would kill this one.
Bet
so,
you feel really stupid now, huh, Mac?
Why?
Any amount of damage would have killed him.
Yeah, well, I killed him. Look at that damage.
That's not what I meant, but it's also true. So, yeah, they're dead. All right. So. No, still won't let me do it. Can I use this one? I can. Interesting. All right. Wow, he has blaster carbine. He's going to shoot towards... I don't know, Bobbins, you're over here on top of this guy. And...
Yeah.
I guess these Wookiees are going to find some cover behind some boxes, which would be a maneuver. And they'll shoot towards... I guess the maniac who just sorted... the other person.
I'm also assuming I'm covered in a fair bit of blood, considering I slipped a throat, you know, gashed one guy, made him bleed out, and now just did the same to the other.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about it, but that sounds right.
Yeah. I'm talking to these slaves. Be calm while covered in blood.
So they do 10 damage to you.
Ah!
You know about soak, right? So that's...
Right, so I have...
8 damage now after the soak.
Okay, yeah. Not 80. Ah! I have been hit.
Yes, covered in wounds and blood.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody.
Okay. Sarn, that. Yeah, I mean we're back at the top. Sarn, you can take it, or someone else can take it.
Can I take it to take cover? Does anyone care?
I mean, well, it's three of us in a row, so
yeah,
yeah.
I'm just going to go and take cover behind these boxes.
Well, actually, it won't be... I don't think it'd be three in a row because it's just an NPC slot.
Oh, okay.
So it would just have to be the live NPC. So there's going to be one that breaks it up. Although I guess they lose this slot. That's kind of weird. But I think that's the way to do it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
That's the Chicago way.
He hits you, you hit him back harder with a bat. All right. Yeah, so then, Bridget, yeah, just go ahead and take some cover.
How do I keep colliding into these walls?
I just don't see your piece even moving.
I went into the other room, like ducked behind the corner of the other room.
Oh, you're back in the other room. Okay. Yeah, you will be very hard to hit over there. All right. These pirates are going to now shoot at, I guess, Mac is the closest one. So he's not?
You said no. I mean, like, remember that, like, it's like, no!
but they miss.
All right.
Now PC slot.
Alright. They're hidden though, right?
Not hidden. It'd just be a setback. So they're behind cover.
Okay. Let me check. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna precise aim and then fire.
Okay, what is that more than aim?
It's suffer a number of strain no greater than ranged and precise aim, which is one, then reduce target's melee and ranged defense by that number.
Okay, so it would be, then that would take away the setback, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And fire. So it's just two difficulty?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
Okay. For some weird reason, the blaster pistol and blaster rifle change in my weapons.
Oh, I thought that was my fault.
Okay, I thought last time I shot the wrong gun, but it didn't.
Alright, check succeeded. 10.
With two advantages.
Okay. What would you like?
I'm gonna perform an immediate free maneuver.
Okay.
To run and get in the power loader.
Okay.
I don't know why it made me laugh.
It's just Sarn going crazy, and then bolts into the armor.
Into the armor, leaving Mac out in the lurch. But it is your turn, Mac.
Oh, I'm lurching.
Okay, he's lurching.
Roll for lurch.
I blast the one in the corner.
Well, that's the only one left.
Yep. Okay. I blast him.
All right, and make sure you put the black die on it.
Why?
Because they're behind cover.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah!
Okay. You have 3 in blast or range light. Wow. Thanks.
All right. You kill one of them. I forgot to mention, Sarn, you did kill one of them. So now there's one remaining. Yep. All right. Mag. I guess they shoot towards you. Right? No, it's not their turn. We're at the top. Right. We're top in the initiative order.
So it's another. Who wants to take the PC turn? Matt, you want to shoot him again?
Yeah, alright, I'll shoot. Shoot him again.
Make sure it's not black. Okay, there you go.
Hooray!
Alright.
I shot the guy twice.
Alright. He's dead. You killed him.
We survived.
Is it okay to come out?
Guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
For now.
Great. Well, I don't know. You guys did great. I killed a man and then got my ass kicked, so, you know.
Yeah, well, I got shot too. What are you bitching about?
Ow. It hurts.
Yeah, I know. And then can I shoot myself up with a stimmy?
Yes. But just so you know, the stimmies, they lose their effectiveness if you use them before resting. So the next time you use one, I think this time it's +5. The next time it'll be, I think it's plus. What is it? I don't remember. It's +5. It's +1/2. I think maybe it goes down by 1.
I'd be okay with saying it goes down by 1 effectiveness every time.
Well, it's not up to you.
Got him.
You're acting like there's a rule book or something.
Yeah, I mean, we don't ever really look at it, but yes, that's right. Second stim pack only recovers 4, the third recovers 3, and so on. That means the 6th stim pack will have no effect, as the body is too oversaturated with the medicine. Okay. You need a visit to the bidet.
The back to bidet. Okay.
All right. So did you? Okay, you went down, and you're okay. I see it. Well, Mac, still no damage.
Buttery Mac over here
escapes every encounter with no damage, yet loses every dice roll.
You know, that sounds like the Max Skyblade way, which is also the Chicago way.
Can I loot one of these Wookiees? See if any of them have like a laser pistol or some sort of range weapon. Listen, I have 2 melee weapons. Loot it. I'm looting the body. Can I loot a body?
I mean, there's 6 to choose from, and we were definitely shot by them.
Yeah, whichever. I just really want a gun. Whatever one had a gun.
Oh, they both have guns.
That'd be great.
So
okay, can I take one?
Yeah.
Do I have to drop anything, or can I just add it?
You can just add it. So yeah, you want a blast? I mean, they both have blaster rifles.
Okay, then I'll just take a blaster rifle.
All right, I go ahead and put that in your inventory. Hopefully, it lets you roll it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and what did it say? Oh yeah, your encumbrance is at 4. So that's
okay.
That's perfectly.
Is
good.
Is there anything else in their pockets? Sarn hasn't looted a body in a while.
No, just random pictures of their family.
That's weird.
I take them.
Make sure you write that down.
I mean,
do I have to add an encumbrance?
Yeah, you have to add 100.
Just emotionally.
Yeah, emotional. It's emotional encumbrance.
Oh, Sarn may or may not be psychopathic.
Do you keep belongings of everyone you kill?
Not everyone.
But a lot?
Some. Mostly pictures.
Do you look at them?
No. Yes.
Do you enjoy them?
Maybe. Only one. I only enjoy one. Hey. What Sarn does in Sarn's time is Sarn's business.
Sarn to Sarn's not Sarn.
And then the mech starts walking around.
wait on. What? So you get in, you're still in the mech, and you try to move it?
Yeah.
Okay. It turns out it's out of order. It's malfunctioned, and it's not working. Which is why they had so many men in there.
I kick it with my robo-toe.
No, your toe's not working.
Okay.
And call it a hunk of junk.
One strain. Worth it to have kicked it?
Yes. Okay. And called it a hunk of junk.
A hunk of junk.
Hunk of junk. All right, let's keep going. Ladies, lady and fella.
That's me.
Which one?
The lady.
Got me. I give you a big guns.
Are you guys coming or not?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Alright, normal positions. Sarn, door kicking in.
Yeah.
Alright.
Something for specifically door kicking.
Okay.
Is that why you have the robot toe?
We'll get into that later.
It's a mystery.
All right. Go ahead. Proceed.
Boom.
All right.
Yeah!
Great. More combat.
You love combat.
Yeah.
All right. Roll for initiative. All right. The NPCs will be rolling vigilance. You will be rolling cool.
Oh, wait. I think I rolled vigilance. Oh, well.
Can't help you.
You can't. You just choose not to.
Yeah. Can't or won't?
Yes.
It's all right. Spaces things out.
Space.
I also don't think I'm very vigilant. I am pretty cool, though.
Eh.
All right. So it's PC. All right. Yeah, I guess I didn't describe. You burst in. There's a group of three in front of you. And you can see that there's some off to the side here too. It's only a group of one though.
Oh, I can't see the group of three.
Oh. Oh shit.
Oh, just like a shaft or something?
Yeah. I didn't realize that. Okay. So I did ruin that. But they did hear you bust in, so combat ensues regardless.
Okay.
You did make an awful lot of noise.
I'm going to shoot the group of one that I can see.
Okay, that's a good idea. Uh, 12 damage. Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah! Bloodlust!
Okay.
All right, you guys can go now.
Where was the other NPC? I can't see him.
You can't see him, but there is another NPC in here, so you'll have to move around.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's like a column in the middle.
Yes. This is kind of weird the way that we did it. But so yes, you could move. I'm gonna say you can move here. I don't know. Doesn't matter. You could move. You move there. That's your one maneuver, Mac. And I'm assuming you can see the other. You can see him now. And spooky. So you do. He's what?
He's spooky.
Okay, you can shoot him if you want.
Is he gonna shoot me?
Likely, yes.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll probably shoot at him. Bang bang.
Pew pew.
So blaster setbacks? Anything? Nothing?
No.
Fantastic. Right.
Triumph.
All right. You do kill. You kill. Oh, it's not this one. All right, so eight. All right, you do five damage. You kill one of them, and you do have a triumph if you want to spend it on something.
Is he dead? He's not dead, you said?
There's more than one.
Oh. Well, the one I shot, though, I know.
No. There's this is a group of three. Oh. And you shot and killed one of them.
Oh, okay. I triumph as they didn't see where the shot came from.
Okay, so they're not going to shoot towards you reflexively.
Fantastic. Perfect.
All
part of the plan.
It's all part of the plan to route damage somewhere else. They go in the opposite direction, and see the first thing they see is Sarn. So they shoot towards Sarn
with the gun held high. Yeah. Sarn just killed someone.
Just yelling bloodlust, I guess.
Bloodlust.
And they miss. And that brings it to the last PC slot, which would be Bobbins, who just got a gun.
And she's gonna fire it. Let's go, baby.
Baby.
I'm not good. Never shot a gun before.
Missed.
Horribly.
With one advantage.
One advantage is that I'm hiding behind Sarn.
I mean, if you hit that little thing that says "Ask Tiger for like advice on how to use your advantages,"
I already used it. No, yeah, I'm gonna assume that, you know, maybe I spooked him.
Well, I mean, you can add a boost to my next attack
by spooking them.
They scatter.
Well, because Sarn's looking in one direction, right? Yelling bloodlust.
And then got shot
at. And I get shot at, but then Boban's going to be like, hey, they're over there. Not that way, you dolt.
Okay.
That's how I would picture
it. That's how you would do it, because you just yell insults at people. It's not really, you know, everyone's cup of tea.
Fine.
You so quad.
You can have a boost, although I'm not.
Yeah, take the boost.
The boost.
Bopens fires. She misses, but just screams threateningly. Ah!
Boost
with the gun. Boosting your next
bloodlust.
Yeah. So fire on them.
That's you, then, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Six successes. Oh, wait, here, damn.
That's got to be a critical.
No, it's not six, number of sexes, it's number of advantages.
Oh.
So this is 15... You killed the other two. No, he's all dead too.
Yeah! Blood lost! Blood lost!
Right. You know who would love this? Roombex.
He would.
He would.
God rest. Well, rest his gears.
Huh? Oh. I thought you said his ears.
I thought you said that too.
Gears.
All right.
This place is just a big maze, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, who's got the next door? Who's kicking it in?
Oh, I couldn't possibly. I'm very tired.
All right, then I'm going to keep kicking random doors.
Go ahead. I like it.
Maybe next time we find someone, maybe we should just ask them for directions.
Nope, because I got to find Makara, too. That's all I'm focused on right now.
Who's Makara?
That's my sister, you clod.
The one he peed on.
No, you also clod.
Oh, my goodness. She's here? I go run up and start kicking doors.
I just imagine you go up to, like, other doors, kick them, but they don't open.
Yeah, like, it just hurts my leg, and I fall down.
All right, which door?
This one, but right by me.
Yeah, well, I kicked that one, and then he kicks the other.
I didn't mean to open it. I thought it would pee in it.
Good opening door.
I want to do that.
Okay. Roll a perception check. You're the one kicking the door, right, Sarn?
Hell yeah!
All right, then roll a perception check.
I perceive nothing.
Okay, you don't see anything. And go ahead, kick.
Is that after I kicked the door open?
No, it was immediately before.
Oh, okay.
Bam. Okay, and go ahead and enter the room.
What the hell is that thing?
Mac, you're behind him. Can you roll perception?
Perception.
Please succeed.
Oh.
Okay. You read on the door. On the door, there's a name, and a title, in that room, suggesting it's a private room. It says Crash, Radarian Kill Team Leader.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Crash, like...
It's a name, so it's K-R-A-S-H. Crash.
I walk in and take a look at him.
And you guys are face-to-face with this, I don't know what species that is. It's a lizardish.
But not Transdotion.
It's not Transdotion, but it's not dissimilar.
That's racist.
Sorority kill team leader. He's part of a sorority. Kappa, yeah. Kappa, Kappa.
Oh, that's that sorority becomes Radarian. That was the I just didn't change it on the token, but the characters. He's looking at you, kind of like an iguana looks at just about anything, with a deadness in his eyes.
With two eyes?
Yes.
One eye facing one way?
Uh-huh. And he reaches onto his shoulder and...
Hold on. Quick strike.
Okay. What does that say?
It says add one bonus... or boost per rank of quick strike to combat checks against targets that have not acted yet this encounter.
Okay. Sure. And so what, you're aiming at his...
Him.
Just him?
Quick strike, yeah.
Okay.
Difficulty?
I'm still going to say Yeah, at this point, I still think it's purple.
I mean, two?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Two purple. Okay. All right, you hit him, interrupting his motion. Doing some damage. Wait, no, that's not right. Okay. But he's still alive. And I guess we should probably go into combat. Are you coming in?
This is literally Murder Hobo Drink Paradise.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Okay.
Come in. Can we all fit in the room?
Yeah, it's a little crowded, but it's not too crowded.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Did you end the last encounter?
Yeah, I must not have. All right. Deleted. Still with that. I'm adding everyone again.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. I guess it PC slot. Although you just really took a slot, but
I did.
So I'm going to say it's the NPC's turn. What is that?
Well, hold on.
It was me. I forgot.
Someone didn't roll.
Oh, the initiative. Okay. All right. So then you do have a PC slot then. It can't be Sarn because Sarn already went.
I used it.
Is there a desk I can jump behind?
Yeah. He's got a desk in there.
All right, I'm jumping behind the desk as fast as possible. I don't know what he was grabbing for.
Okay. So are you moving the desk, like, into, like,
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna kick it over. So, okay. Athletics?
No, you can do that with your maneuver.
Oh, okay.
With Crash's maneuver, he reaches onto his shoulder and pushes a button. And he says, "Shh, need some backup in this room, or in my room, please." And then hangs up and shoots towards this. I mean, the more I think about it, this is actually probably close. Not, I mean, we're in a tiny room. If this isn't close. I don't know what is. But I'm going to say that Mac, you kicked it over, and basically everyone's behind you. I'll roll medium difficulty for this part, but let's go next turn. We'll go close. Is that fair? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But then he gets a setback because of the desk.
But who is he firing at?
It doesn't matter. He missed. I guess any of you could have flipped the coin.
Yeah, one of them. One of you guys go. Whoa.
Well, it's Boban's turn.
Oh.
I'm gonna hear. I hear that he said he needs help, so I'm gonna kind of run and like by the door to kind of keep an eye out.
How am I close enough to? Whose turn is it next? Another PC?
Yeah.
Am I close enough to dive and maybe take that radio off of him?
I think it's too late for that. But
yeah, you are close enough. It's going to be a maneuver, and then you're going to be basically tumbling with him.
And then I cancel that backup call.
Okay, all right. You do you.
All right, that's what I'm going to do. Dive.
Okay.
And then what was it? Athletics, you said, or melee?
Yeah, the maneuver to get close enough, you don't have to do it. Well, I guess I mean, you did put a desk in your way, so I think you might have to have athletics to get over the desk.
Okay, so athletics first?
Yeah. And I'll say if you fail the athletics, you can still do it, but it'll have to be with an extra maneuver. So it will cost you strain.
I succeeded.
Okay, good job.
Look how epic I look, jumping over this desk.
All right.
Duster flapping in the wind.
You just kicked over.
My duster flapping in the wind, my pecs hanging out.
Okay, you are now engaged with... your pecs hanging out. You're now engaged with Crash. So he can't... Okay. On his turn, he won't be able to shoot. He'll have to deal with you. It's slash T, not T slash.
I knew that.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. And you are engaged.
Engaged in combat.
Yes, in combat, not in love. Okay. I guess the NPC Crash.
So hold on, there's one more PC.
Oh yeah, that's right. You didn't burn it. Okay.
Well, Ben, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
I'm already by the door. I already used mine to get close to the door.
No, this is a new round.
Oh, I just went. I just did that though. You can go.
So you, I don't know. It's really...
So did you move through the door? Because you do.
Yeah. So my first maneuver was to get close to the door because I heard him say I'm looking for backup. So I think I'm kind of like keeping watch out the door.
Okay.
Like peeking, you know, looking down the hall.
All right.
So then I guess, Sarn, you can take the turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sarn's going to rush back into the hallway and hold a defensive position.
All right, Sarn is in the hallway. You now see the three of, similar species. I don't know what you call them. Just similar species.
Ugly.
Yes, similar species of ugly. And they will have entered the combat. And they are going to be cool. Looking for... Wow, that was a miserable roll. Alright. I guess Crash will take the next NPC turn. He is going to fight... melee? No, not melee. It's going to be brawl.
Brawl!
With... Man.
Brawl!
Check succeeded. It's one success. I think it's one plus your... Isn't it strength or something? What is it? One plus your brawn for damage. So it'd be 5 damage to Mac. But don't forget about your soak. Your soak is 3, so you got 2 damage. I'm going to go ahead and put that in your sheet. Mac.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay. All right, so you took some damage, Mac. And then
am I still on top of him?
Yeah, you guys are still... Yeah, okay.
We're still tussling?
You're still tussling, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. I can take that.
All right, it makes it... PC. The last PC to go would be Bobbins.
I'm going to join... I'm still going to stay in the doorway, but I'm going to kind of angle myself to kind of like look and see the three guys coming down the hall.
Okay.
I still want to be in the room, but I don't because she looks over and sees Mac, not brawling with this guy, and Mac's not a brawler. So I think she's going to kind of stay in between the door and kind of go back and forth.
All right.
Looking.
So in this case, you would be... Yeah, you're behind cover, and you're not going to jump out to, you know.
No, I'm going to be behind
grab
cover.
Attention. Who is going to grab attention is Sarn. Let's see, what do they have here? Okay, they have pistols. So, they're going to shoot at Sarn.
I'm not even going to try to dodge.
All right, they hit you for 7 damage. But you'll have to take off your soak, of course.
I know, I just looked this up too.
What your soak is?
Yeah.
It's in your sheet on here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 4.
No, that's not right.
You can't have a soak of 5. It's OP. And last time I looked in, it was because you had two sets of heavy clothing, which you can't do.
No, but I have padded armor, which is 4, and heavy clothing, which is 1.
No, it says 2 and 1 on the sheet. Have you been applying that up until now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ahsoka 5 is a lot.
Okay. Alright, that's fine. So 4, got it.
And
it does say 4, got it.
Yeah, and I did look this up because you had a high soak before, so when we were off, I looked it up to make sure that that makes sense.
Okay.
Alright,
I applied the damage then.
Okay. Alright, great. And then that, I guess we're back up to PCs, right?
Yeah. Anyone want to take it?
Yeah, I'm still brawling, right?
Yeah, you're brawling.
All right, I'm going to knee him in the nuts.
You're going to have to roll for that.
Okay, brawl?
Yeah.
Brawl.
And difficulty of 2.
There you go. Oh, shit. I succeeded.
Okay, success is 1 plus your brawn, which is...
What is mighty.
It's not mighty. It's 3, so you do 4 damage. You do some damage to him.
Oh, yeah. I took some damage. I deal out the damage.
Yeah. He's not dead, though.
Oh, he's wishing he was, let me tell you. Right in the nards.
All right. How do you become disengaged?
Becoming apathetic.
If the character is engaged, you must perform a maneuver to disengage with that opponent. This only changes relative from engaged to short. Okay, so it just costs a maneuver. Alright. And we got 2 pieces in a row, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright,
yeah.
So. What will we be doing?
Sarn, do you want to shoot?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna aim and shoot.
Alright, go ahead.
Since I aimed, boost, right?
Yep.
And, triumph! Plus a critical.
Okay, so that will kill... still 1. Alright, so there's still 1 left. But he's not looking great. I don't know why that number doesn't go down automatically. Oh, I don't know.
Including the triumph?
Yeah, including the triumph. So there's only 1 left. Oh, so the number did go down.
It did.
And he's not looking great after that shot. And that... Okay, so now it's an NPC slot. Crash pushes Mac off of him and grabs for his gun to shoot. So now they are disengaged. Wait a second. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I'm going to kick him in the head.
No, we're not doing that. He should have done this already.
What?
Uh-oh.
He uses his shock gloves. And does...
Critical?
No, it's... I don't know. Because then you'd have to have five.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was getting confused from this. Okay. So it's one... one damage. Stun three. What is stun three? So he does one damage, but that's under your soak, so that doesn't... That doesn't take away... That doesn't cause any wounds. Stun... Stun. A weapon stun. With stun causes strain to the target.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, so that means you take three strain. I'm going to put that on your sheet here. And one damage, but that's under your scope, so you're okay on that one. And then that brings up the third PC, which is Bobbins.
Bobbins is going to smack, is going to just, like, reach over and just kind of punch Crash right in the back of the head while he's turning around shocking, Mac.
Okay. That will be a melee, right?
Yeah, okay. Sure. Melee,
yeah, so
overall,
you
move, whatever you think is best.
Well, I guess a melee is a melee.
Yeah, I moved
weapon,
to, like...
Right? So it would be, I guess it would be raw. Okay, so brawl.
So two proficiency, one ability, right? Is there other options I need to do?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Triumph.
Yeah, you got a triumph. So he takes a also check fail. Takes a, I think, doesn't a triumph a critical, like a critical injury?
You were asking that earlier.
Yeah.
What I'm really hoping to do is just to stun him. I don't really want to kill him, but I do kind of want to, like, stun him. I got some questioning for him.
Okay. You do no damage, but you stun him. He drops Mac, and he moves over to... He moves back and falls onto, like, a chair, and he's completely stunned. So you've created some space from both of you and stopped him from shocking Mac.
Thank you.
This last...
Further shocking Mac.
Further, yes. He did shock him once. All right. And he's going to... The last NPC is going to take a shot at Sarn. Seven. All right, you added that already, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's not bad. Okay. And that brings us to PC. Right? Yeah, we're back up at the top.
All right, I'll shoot the last, whatever this thing is.
Okay.
Kill him.
Well, obviously, aim and shoot him.
Kill team member?
Yeah.
Another one. Oh, it takes so long.
With a triumph.
Alright, yeah, he's dead.
There's so many triumphs.
Yeah, I feel like that must be wrong. Alright, well, it doesn't matter. He's dead.
He's dead.
Super dead.
Super dead. Very, very dead. Next PC.
Sarn, do you still have your rope? Or not Sarn. Mac, you still have your rope?
I think I used it to get over here.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Well, Sarn has a rope. He has a garrot.
He does have a garrot.
I mean, garrot's not really a rope.
I meant more for tying purposes and not killing purposes.
Sure. I'll give you the garrot if you want to kill him.
No. I want to ask him where everyone is. Like, where your sister is. Where's Bob Radar? We're just going room to room. Like crazy people.
Crazy people.
You guys used to have binders.
But I don't want... I don't know.
Yeah, Mac
has
a
pair of binders. I don't know if that ends... Do you have binders, Mac?
Yeah, I think you do.
Slap him on him!
I slap him on hard.
Ow.
You like that?
No, that's awful.
You're going to answer some questions.
I will not.
Bubba, what questions will you answer?
Oh. Where's Makara? Makara.
It's Makara.
Who the hell is that?
And she slaps him again.
Yeah. Now give me a taste.
I don't know Makara. What even is a Makara?
She's a Twi'lek slave. Not the ones from... Well, you didn't see the ones from earlier, but... I actually don't know. Hey, Sarn? And she, like, sticks her head through the door. What's your sister look like? You got a picture in your weird dead picture collection?
Is it the only one he doesn't have?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
I flipped the light side quite sad.
Oh, you did. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I pull out a hologram.
Okay.
And I show it to...
Lovely.
To Crash.
Oh, Sarn, you don't bring this out enough.
That looks just like any Twi'lek. They all look the same.
And then I pick him up I slam him against the wall.
Yeah.
No, you can't kill him yet. Don't kill him, but rough him up.
All right.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Roll a coercion.
Who? Me?
No, the one trying to coerce Crash. I guess both of you are, but Crash is, Sarn has got him in Sarn's hands.
All right.
So yeah, you go ahead and roll a coercion. Advantages.
I don't keep track of any of that. I don't know what this Makara is, but you're gonna have to go to human resources.
You have a human resources?
HR?
This is a personnel department. There's the people that run the people we pay.
Well, I know what an HR department is.
And there's one that runs... Well, we don't call it
that.
Where
can we find the personnel...
What do you call it?
Where can we find the personnel department?
They're on the ship. It's over... Let's see. Where is human resources?
Where is human resources?
Human resources?
It's over in the executive wing. You know, further up here, you're still in like the this is not the executives, let's say the peon wing. So
you're a peon.
Yes, I'm a peon. I'm just out there killing people. I'm a contractor. I don't even work for them. I get hired by job. So I don't have. I don't have any keys. You're gonna have to go through the long hall, with the barracks, and then take a left, and you'll be in the executive wing. If you keep going straight all the way through, you're gonna be in, the headquarters.
Well, you know what? You've actually been really helpful.
Yeah. And punch him to knock him out.
He was racist.
Was he? Oh, PCist. A little bit.
And sexist. And,
yeah.
You can roll for it, though. It's going to be, I'm going to say, I mean, brawl if you want.
And, I think my brawl and melee are the same.
Okay, then that makes it really easy then. And then just, yeah, that's
good. Oh, sorry.
No, that's good. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you knock him out. Are you putting binders on him too?
He's already in binders.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
We clapped him.
Okay.
Clapped him hard.
Wait, you gave him the clap?
Tiger.